Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Gentlemen, let's get ready to be inspired! Introducing in the red corner, American Tennis! And introducing in the blue corner, your host for American Tennis, Mr. Chuck Griese! Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get in the game.
And hello once again. This is Coach Chuck Griese. It's another week of American Tennis. And folks, I've been off a couple weeks, and dang it, I just needed the time. I needed the rest. I needed to get away from everything, and I did. I whether it's recharging your batteries or just time with your family or just try to the coaches I talk to all talk about how we get hooked up into the tennis business, the coaching business. And hate to say it's almost like a drug, but sometimes you just got to detox. And anyhow, I apologize. 2 weeks off of the UR Tennis Network and the American Tennis Program. And we're back, though, and we're going to have a 30-minute program today. It's a short program. And I want to make a few comments about what's going on in NCAA tennis and the French Open tennis, and absolutely to talk about the last 20%, because, folks, I do not see the last 20% out there yet. Now, it's on the rise. There are a couple youngsters really coming up, and how about Shelby Rogers? How about Shelby Rogers? And that is a long process of hard work. Lots of credit there to Brian Mitten, who is her coach over there in Charleston, South Carolina. And Shelby's just a good girl, hard worker, and dang it, you love to see her coming up, and we need her to keep up there rising. I'm doing a camp this week, and it's really fun. A lot of the young ladies talking about her, and what a great role model, and I think she will be for years to come. So congratulations to her. Congratulations, University of Virginia, winning NCAAs. And, I really could get off and talk about this a lot. On the men's side, I think Oklahoma State won in the women's, and that might have been a surprise, might not. I know that the coach out there, darn hard worker, and they both deserve a lot of things. But a lot of upsets in college tennis. And there's big reasons why. It's the double-A score. I'm calling it double-A scoring, folks. Asterisk abbreviated scoring. Double-A scoring. That's what we should do because, really, it's wind-aided. It's just like wind-aided. You know how a runner runs a 100-yard dash and you put an asterisk there. That's what we need when we have no ad results or 10-point tiebreakers for the third set. I mean, think about that, folks. We've had 142 years of traditional scoring, and now we're doing all of these different things to hocus pocus because tennis has lost its focus. And you know what? How it's lost its focus? Our leaders out there, ITA, your first job, your first responsibility is to honor the game of tennis and to protect its integrity and to protect its heritage. Don't agree with me? Call in. Area code 714-583-6853, and we can talk about it a little bit on the air today. But I want to throw those in because we do need to talk a little bit about the French, the play results, and we have a lot of tennis. But get back to the main point of the program. That's the last 20%. This is the UR Tennis Network, the letter U, the letter R, the number 10, and network.com. urtennisnetwork.com, and you can get every program that's on each week. We have Lisa Stone's Parenting Aces on Tuesdays. We have John Denise on Thursday afternoons at 4:30. I think it's 4:30 or 5:30. Check, folks, at urtennisnetwork.com. And then J.P. Weber, the administrator and the director of the UR Tennis Network right now. And thank you, J.P., and thank you for your coaching, all of the coaching tidbits you give on the We Coach Tennis website. I'm Coach Chuck Creasy. This is American Tennis. And each week for the past 4 years, we've had the American Tennis program. You can call in area code 714-583-6853. Listen, folks, go to chuckcreasy.net, and you can get a lot of information about my writings, my books, the camps and things. Or shoot me an email at chuck@coachcreasy.com. chuck@coachcreasy.com. Appreciate your thoughts. We have the American Tennis program each week, and the mission has always been for you to stand up, speak out, say those things that you need to say. And we need a big movement towards doing right things instead of just doing things right with our tennis. Now, there's a lot of movement. We have good people in our organizations. But I really am quite disappointed that they are breaking down the structure of our game in order to try to get more numbers, in order to market, in order to try to push forward and get more people playing the game of tennis. But the game of tennis will be around a long, long time after we are gone. But, folks, I really... Each week, I don't want to get sidelined too much, but if you go back in my programs, I consider tennis such a great game and that a heritage and a history are incredibly important. And we need to maintain the same barometers for what is good, what is bad, what is sort of in between, and all of the results that we've had for 142 years, we need to maintain the same barometer. We don't need an asterisk to be added to, the game now. It should be added. It should be added if we have a scoring system that is completely different than what we've been using. So I want to move on and talk a little bit today because I have been doing a camp or two. I want to talk about the X factor and I want to talk about the last 20%. So if you'll hang with me here and get through these commercials, we'll be right back. And this is Coach Chuck Creasy on American Tennis.
This is Coach J.P. Weber of the We Coach Tennis Radio Show. In my 30 years experience in coaching tennis, I've never seen a better tennis training situation for children than Coach Creasy's Total Tennis Training Camps. Chuck Creasy has coached them and trained them in every arena from juniors to collegiate to professional tennis, and over 15,000 children have improved their games at his summer tennis camps. Find out more at ChuckCreasy.net. That's ChuckCreasy.net.
And this is Coach Chuck Creasy, and it is camp time. Go to ChuckCreasy.net, get information about the two-week camps and the two-week-long camps I'll be doing this summer.
To learn more about
Chuck
Creasy and his total tennis training camps, go to ChuckCreasy.net and read his blog, get his book.
Coach, we appreciate the timing, and Coach Jake commercial left the thing on. But this is Coach Chuck Creasy, and go to ChuckCreasy.net for information about my camps. American Tennis every week at noon on Wednesdays. We have had a few programs about the last 20% and what it is. And the reason that this has come to mind for the program this week is that I have been on the other side of things with my children on vacation time. My son watching his baseball game. Now he's 10 years old, and plenty of 10-year-old tennis players, trying to guide players through camp, trying to guide players through tournaments. But when it's your own son, it is a different ball game, big time. My 12-year-old daughter is a swimmer, and watching her these last couple weeks and her training and everything that she's doing, I've trained plenty of 12-year-old youngsters, 12-year-old girls. But when it's your daughter, it is a whole different ball game. And I have gone through a process the last couple of weeks of just thinking through many ways. And again, as coaches, we look at it and we have some special things written out, and we believe that we know the process and the way of doing it, and we believe that in certain things to be done right, and some things we don't want to do. We don't want to do the wrong things. But when it's your own child, big, big deal, emotions come. I really do think it is really, it's extremely hard to coach your own child. It's extremely hard to teach your own child and to be completely objective because you have the heartstrings. I think you make decisions with your heart first and your head second. But during this time, I've been able to try to compare tennis to baseball, tennis to swimming, and try to relate some of those things that are important to all of the sports. And for sure, the X factor becomes the most important element at a certain point. Yeah, you work on the fundamentals, and you work on them nonstop, but having it's an incredibly tough thing to figure out. And today I talked about it in a classroom with young people. And I asked X factor, and I told a story about when I was a 16-year-old boy growing up, and I had to go go to Indiana Final Four. It was a banquet or a luncheon, or I think it was a luncheon. And our team got to go down there, but we were not in the Final Four, but we were a local team, and we got to go and listen to some of the coaches. And the speaker was a college coach. I think it was Michigan. I cannot remember, to tell you the truth. And he gave the comparison of a couple different athletes. He gave the comparison of one athlete that had everything going for them, had great passing ability, dribbling ability, shooting ability, had a tremendous body and was tremendously fit. And then the other person was sort of good, but not great. Just they happened to do the right things at the right times, be at the right place at the right times. And he said they had that thing we call the X factor or the it. And he talked about one athlete and out and the lesser of the athlete that became a two-time All-American and All-American, and how well they did. And the other player that had all the ability and all the talent, well, you know the story. They just never measured up, never panned out. And he talked about this being a very, very common thing. And I said for myself, at age 16, was a very pivotal moment because I remember the coach saying, you know, you don't know what it is, or the X factor, the it factor. But he says, you don't know what it really is, but you know when someone has it and someone doesn't have it. The youngsters at that point, I started asking myself, what is it? What is the it? What's the X factor? Do I have it? Is it special? And one of the youngsters said, well, aren't people just born with it? And I said, yeah, some really are. Some people are just clutch. Some people are born with like a musical gift where they just know how, they know that they know that they know that they're good at music and they feel the notes and they can play by ear and have that special quality. And others have to really, really have it. The point that I made was that 2% might be born with that. I'd say 10 or 20% can just can't be very hard. They have that fact. But you have to work. You have to find out what the it factor is and what the special thing is that gets you over the hump of the last 20%. And with that, I went around and asked the youngsters, what do you believe the X factor is? And there were some very generic questions like, you know, attitude and hard work and desire and all those things. But there are some interesting things. One of the things we talked about for a while was that goal setting is critical, and I brought this to light. Now, that sounds generic, but goal setting, I said, most goal setting does not work. Because you need to have two things. You need to have the two things. You need to know where you're going. And then I asked the youngsters, what else do you need to know? And they said, well, how you're getting there and this and that. But I said, but the answer really is you need to know where you're at. Tennis is a sport where I don't believe that many people really know where they're at. People learn to talk the game, walk the game, and they try to pretend and act that they're really, really good. And then we have the rankings, which have some merit, but golly, the USTA and stuff now, they put out rankings every other week. So I was once recruiting a pretty good player, and he was ranked 15 in the United States, and a good coach said, yes, but is he really 15 in the United States? I said, well, I guess you're right there. Years ago, when you only had one ranking a year, it was pretty credible. You did know where you're at. I don't believe athletes, except for sports like swimming and running, and where you really have an accurate barometer. And this is what's so frustrating to me, too, and I don't want to even go there today, but we don't have an accurate barometer. You'll go to a tournament. Some days they play no ads. Some days they play 10-point tiebreakers. Some days your indoors, outdoors, on grass, all those things are variables that have been locked in for many, many years. But for 142 years, we've used traditional scoring. And you know what? Gosh, shame on you guys who are not protecting our scoring system. Shame on you guys. You're not doing the job. Your first job is to protect the heritage of our game and the history of our game and to make it a credible game. And you think you're making it credible because you might get some hoopla and more people into the game. But even if you get that, what do you really have? And it's not 142 years of what has happened previously. So the point being is, do we really know where we're at as a tennis player? Do you really know where you're at as a runner? Yeah, you do, because of the clock. Does my daughter really know where she's at? And so, yes, she does. It was pretty interesting. We were in Florida. We went to Florida. And my daughter swims. She trains in South Carolina. When I got there, one of the tennis coaches who set up the training for my daughter said, well, what is her time in the 200-meter freestyle? What is her time in this? What is her time in that? And my daughter was able to give her time. So, oh, okay, this is how good you are. So you know where you're at. Now, where do you want to? So the goal setting, I say, where we mess up in tennis is that we might have a concrete goal. We might have all the vehicles and the mechanisms. I think that the greatest, we don't know where we're at. We know we're a certain place. Oh, I won this tournament or that tournament. Oh, but it was because we had to play in the lab because rain. And, oh, wait a minute, it was an L1, an L2, it was an LXYZ. You know, about 5-6 months ago on J.P. Weber's We Coach Tennis, Tim Wilkinson was on, and this sticks with me so strongly. He said, what motivated me as a tennis player growing up, he said, tennis players play and are motivated and they are inspired for two reasons. Rivalries and tournaments of heritage. He said, if I lost to someone, I would train for a year to get another crack at that player. It was so important, meaning the rivalries were so important. The tournaments of heritage that we had, whether it was the Cracker, Pepsi 16, or the Thompson Junior Invitational, they were tournaments that you had to work a lot of years to build the heritage and the traditions up. A big, big mistake for the USTA to come in now and say, well, this point system, we're going to develop an L3, an L2, an L1, an LX, YZ. I mean, it's just ridiculous because you get this many points going here, this many points going there. At USTA, listen, points do not inspire kids. They look, adults keep score with points. And kids might say, hey, I like being ranked such and such. Points do not inspire. This is where you've got – I think the point system is probably the worst thing that we have ever done. The worst thing, because kids, if they do start playing for points, think about how shallow and how cheap this – how this cheapens our game. We preach to kids a lot that – you should work for mastery, honor the game, and because you want to be part of a great, great game of heritage. And when we cheapen it by throwing points in it, by all of these things we do, by the way, because we can, not because we should, we do most of the things because we can. You know, because we got computers now, we can keep score 38 different ways. And we can make 38 different winners. And we think, oh, boy, everybody's winning. You know what? When you make everybody a winner, no one's a winner. And it's just pathetic that we – and I don't want – wait a minute. Pathetic – I want to just say it's misguided, and we probably have the wrong people set. Leaders of ITA, leaders out there in the tennis world. Your first job is to protect the heritage, the history of our game. The marketeers can go out and try to market and things like that. Guys, get out. Our leaders need to get out of the marketing business. It's that simple. Protect the heritage of our game. You want to know why we don't have any in the finals? Look, I'm hoping Shelby Rogers. Well, I got excited about watching her come through the tournament. That was fun. And you get excited, you know, if John Isner makes a run. This Jared Donaldson guy, I mean, he looks like he's a ball player. I don't think he's under the USTA umbrella, but that kid looks like a ball player, and he looks like he's – and you know what? We've got a lot of youngsters coming along. Our juniors have just done great in the past few years, so hats off to those coaches. Hats off to those coaches at clubs and academies that are working with our juniors. But, folks, they got to make the next transition, and they need to be inspired. They just need a system. X factor. The X factor is basically about being inspired. And the hunger, I tell the kids, the hunger of an inquisitive mind, but basically the X factor is just a love and inspiration, working for the right things that are not. They are not material. They are process-driven, not product-driven. We address a lot of different things on this program week in and week out. But I wanted very much to get started again as we go into these next weeks and the coming weeks. Now, we've got Wimbledon coming up soon. We've got all of the junior tournaments throughout the summer. All of our college kids out there, I hope you're out there trying to be pros, guys. The disappointing thing about college is that most of our college players at the end of the year, they sort of go into cruise control and they've given up their dreams of professional tennis. They're just trying to basically finish their college out, get their degree, and move on. It's really disappointing that we don't have more of our college kids out there trying to make it happen. So we've got a problem with a lack of inspiration. I don't care how much perspiration you have to have the inspiration, you have to have the love of the game, you have to dig a little bit deeper. And folks, every week American Tennis will be at noon on the UR Tennis Network. I had an instructional series about 5 or 6 weeks straight. And I'm going to keep battling this. Let's call it AA scoring, asterisk abbreviated scoring. I mean, it does not have merit. It is really a bastardization of the greatest game, of the greatest scoring system ever invented. And our marketeers need to be marketeers. Our leaders need to be leaders. Leaders step up and protect our game. Step up and protect our game. We really need you to do that. We don't need you to be marketing and just trying to run the numbers up. Folks, this is Coach Chuck Creasy, and I have a short program today. I want to remind you each week on American Tennis, we will be bringing up these and other. Thanks very much for listening. Today I got a couple other real quick notes. Remember now to listen to Lisa Stone's Parenting Aces programs on Tuesday. Also, folks, remember if you can to listen to J.P. Weber's We Coach Tennis, John Denise's program, the Florida Connection. It is every Thursday at 4:30 in the afternoon. My program is every Wednesday at noon. It'll be usually an hour long. Today we're just doing a short program, and we will be back next week to talk to you about American tennis. Thanks very much, and we will see you next week.